Good morning. A wave of low pressure continues to track up and along the eastern seaboard, producing steady rain across most of interior New York and New England. The heaviest rain has been east of the Hudson River Valley, and some places are under flood watches because of the excessive rainfall from earlier this week. However, the rain is steadily moving through and will begin to wind down early this morning from the Mohawk Valley and northern New York and western Catskills to points east. Eventually, the rain will clear the entire region by mid to late morning. And as high pressure builds in, breaks in the cloud cover will lead to some sunshine for the second half of the day. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s, but will climb into the middle and upper 60s, especially in areas that receive more sun this afternoon. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the 50s. A cool front will slide by to our north in southern Canada and could kick off a shower primarily across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley. The rest of the region should stay dry overnight. So there could be some leftover clouds for Saturday morning, but gradually we'll go back to increasing sunshine during the day, seasonably cool once again to start the weekend with highs in the mid-60s. Another front will approach during the day on Sunday, so any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but the weather should remain dry for the second half of the weekend as well, and we'll go back into the mid-60s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in for the early part of next week. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, with highs pushing into the lower 70s. A weak front passing by on Tuesday could touch off a shower, though temperatures will be in the middle 70s, and even middle and upper 70s with partly sunny skies on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the mid-Atlantic to the western Gulf Coast will remain stationary through tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and near the boundary from parts of the mid-Atlantic to the southeast along the west-central Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Kirk is located in the eastern Caribbean Sea about 110 miles west-southwest of St. Lucia. Kirk is moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue during the next day or so. On the forecast track, Kirk's center, or its remnants, will move across the eastern and central Caribbean over the next 2 or 3 days. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Kirk is forecast to weaken to a tropical depression later today or tomorrow, and then degenerate into a trough of low pressure. And Typhoon Trami is located about 250 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan, and picking up a bit of speed, moving to the north at about 8 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 100 miles per hour. And a Metacane, a hurricane-like storm in the Mediterranean Sea, is formed and is expected to bring heavy rain and strong winds to Greece over the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 20 miles visibility and light rain, 36 degrees, with a south wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility and light rain and fog, 55 degrees, the dew point 51, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-60s, Boston cloudy with showers, upper 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, just the risk of a shower with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 68 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 59, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.09 inch of rain yesterday, 5.13 inches now for the month, which is 2.19 inches above normal, and 31.39 inches for the year, which is 2.30 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high, 83, set in 2014, 1959, and in 1941, and the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening 6:42 p.m., 11 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain ending early this morning with increasing sunshine in the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy, a shower possible tonight, lows near 50 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Rain ending later this morning with some sunshine this afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain ending with increasing sunshine this afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain ending later this morning with some sunshine in the afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain ending later this morning and some sunshine in the afternoon, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds giving way to increasing sunshine in the mid-60s. Sunshine followed by some clouds on Sunday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s on Monday. On Tuesday, we'll look for partly sunny skies with the chance of a shower, a bit milder in the mid-70s. On Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-70s again. And for Thursday, a chance of showers, still partly sunny otherwise, in the lower to middle 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.